You've probably heard there's a make or break UN climate summit happening in Glasgow. It's called COP26. COP what? Well, COP stands for Conference of the Parties. The parties are the nations of the world. And this is the 26th time they've met, COP26. And yes, that is Angela Merkel chairing the first COP summit in 1995. You see, scientists knew way back what we were doing to our planet. So what's new? And why are we still talking about it? Well, nearly three decades on from COP1, and yep, everyone's still arguing the toss as to how to deal with just the greatest threat humanity has ever faced. To quote a famous youth activist, all it is blah, 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 blah. So what actually needs to get done? Well, in 2015 in Paris, nations agreed to keep temperature increases well below 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels, ideally 1.5 degrees. But right now, we're already at 1.1 degrees, and it's rising. The world is way behind on commitments, and actually, we're heading for a 2.7 degree increase. So nations need to up the ante in their plans, radically. Also, expect lots of talk about money at COP. Climate finance, carbon markets, climate justice. There'll be a right old battle over the $100 billion a year wealthy nations pledged for poorer countries by 2020, which, by the way, didn't happen. And there'll be lots of debate about the way we live, from transport to heating homes and flying. But what does success at COP26 look like? When it's over, there needs to be a strong declaration, a Glasgow Pact, that commits to net zero emissions by 2050, as well as big reductions by 2030. Developing nations will want a considerable financial package to help them adapt. And there needs to be an ambitious commitment to phasing out coal and to protecting forests. Anything short, and COP26 will be deemed a failure. And then, who knows what lies in store for us all.